We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
I cannot comfort tears that are offer you. I now build a sanctuary deep within my heart, and all my praise I offer up to you. I love you, Lord. Oh, how I love you, Lord. I bear my heart and soul to you. I'm an empty, broken vessel.
to simplify and spend my life with you.
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
With eyelids waking,
though the powers of heaven are shaking,
keep your lamps all trimmed and burning,
ready for your Lord's returning.
Lo, He comes! Lo, Jesus comes! Lo, He comes! He comes all glorious!
Jesus comes to reign victorious!
Lo, He comes! Yes, Jesus comes! Though the promise of your Savior
pardon sin and purchase favor,
blood-washed robes and crowns of glory,
haste to tell redemption's story.
Lo, He comes! Lo, Jesus comes! Lo, He comes! He comes, all glorious!
Jesus comes to reign victorious!
Lo, He comes! Yes, Jesus comes! At their base are crumbling.
Hark, His chariot wheels are rumbling.
Tell, O tell, praise
of the sand, the trump is sounding.
Lord Jesus comes. Nations wave the proud and stately. Christ is kingdom, hasteneth greatly. Earth will lay His pangs at sounding. Shout, ye saints, your Lord is coming.
Lo, He comes,
He comes,
Jesus comes.
Lo, He comes, He comes, all glorious. Jesus comes to reign victorious.
Lo, He comes,
yes, Jesus comes.
Sinners come while Christ is pleading. Now for you He's interceding. Haste, ere grace and time diminish shall proclaim the mystery finished.
Glory and honor and power,
oh, hail the
His His grace has no measure, His power no boundary known unto men. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He blesses and blesses and blesses again.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Puzzle Solved. Jeremiah 32 verse 27 says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" More than 10 years ago, I was privileged to visit a small, thriving health evangelism school in the Dominican Republic. They had a cozy little campus filled with warm and enthusiastic staff and students. However, shortly after that visit, they lost their visionary leadership for the school, faced many struggles, and finally, the campus was nearly abandoned. Thieves entered the property and stole valuable wiring, fixtures, windows, and more. Snakes, wasps, bees, termites, and plants began to take over the once neat and attractive campus. After many years, one family returned and tried to rebuild, but discovered it was just too big of a task for them without assistance. So the board began contemplating its options for the future. Sell the property? Accept that the obstacles were just too big? Where could a leader be found who would not be intimidated by all the challenges? It was at this juncture that LIGHT, Lay Institute for Global Health Training, was contacted. "Can you do something to bring this campus back to life?" The plea touched my heart as I remembered its days of glory in the past, when it had impressed and changed the lives of so many people. How I would love to see the campus brought back to a vibrant, thriving condition. But this would be impossible without the right leader. I thought of the verses, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Jeremiah 32 verse 27, New King James Version. And, "Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 12, New King James Version. During my devotional period that morning, I began to pray, earnestly asking God to bring the right person if He wanted us to do something there. Finally, I had peace in my heart and I went about my day, nearly forgetting about my morning prayers. That afternoon, my cell phone rang. It was a gentleman who had served previously as a lifestyle centre director at Yuchi Pines, but had gone to do some health evangelism work in Central America for a few months and had returned to his home in Jamaica. After talking for a few minutes, he asked me, "Do you have any needs with LIGHT at the present?" do we? God was opening so many doors. There are always needs and opportunities for consecrated, experienced, quality individuals. So I began telling him of the current opportunities in the English-speaking world, as his original language is English. When I finished, he asked me, "Do you have any plans to start a school in the Dominican Republic?" I was filled with awe as I remembered then my prayer from the morning. With his background and experience, he would be perfect for this need. I shared with him about the call we had received, my prayers that morning, and the golden opportunity that was just waiting for a consecrated, willing volunteer. He responded, "I am interested." Looking back, it was God and God alone who put those pieces together that day. It has been 2 years now, and with miracle after miracle, the campus has been restored and the school is a vibrant place where God is transforming lives once again. He was handpicked by God to lead the school from desolation to life. When God does it, He does it perfectly. A reflection associated with this story comes from Education, page 22. The Garden of Eden was a representation of what God desired the whole earth to become. And it was His purpose that, as the human family increased in numbers, they should establish other homes and schools like the one He had given. Thus, in course of time, the whole earth might be occupied with homes and schools where the words and the works of God should be studied, and where the students should thus be fitted more and more fully to reflect, throughout endless ages, the light of the knowledge of His glory. Puzzle Solved was written by Linda Horner, Divisional Director for the Lay Institute for Global Health Training, LIGHT, located in South America. You can visit lightingtheworld.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.